ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சத்குருப்யோ நமஹ. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் ப்ரஹ்மவித்வரம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் ப்ராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரமதோபலமிந்த்ரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமாப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்த்வநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்ஸு மாதி தே மயி சந்தோ தே மயி சந்தோ. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். உத்தாலகா சீயிங் ஹிஸ் சன் ஈவன் தோ ஹீஸ் 12 இயர்ஸ் ஓல்டு நாட் ஷோயிங் எனி சைன் ஆஃப் எஜுகேஷன், he calls him and say, my son, there is nobody in our family without education. So next day he come back, must have said, father, take me to Gurukula. So he went to Gurukula, studied 12 years, and he was 24, he came back, but with pride. He was educated, but there was a pride of education. Seeing this, father wanted to correct the child, so he asked him, have you asked that knowledge from your guru, knowing which everything is as well known? The son said, how is that possible? Logically it is not possible. That if you know one thing, you know only one thing. How do you know? If you know one thing, you know everything. So sangeeta jnanena sangeeta jnaha bhavati. He will not become patatnyaha or matatnyaha jyadi. So how is that possible? Then the teacher shows that it is possible. That karana jnanena karya jnanam bhavati. Suppose you know karanam, the cause. Like the example is the clay. If you know whatever that is made of clay, you know it well. Even if you don't see it, but even you will know. This is the basic material is clay. Everything else that is born of clay is known to you. He gives three examples also. One is the clay and pot. Another is the gold and chain. Then third one is the iron and nakhanikandanam. So the nail cutter. So three examples given. Then he wanted to save his face naturally. He is a youngster. So he wanted to save his face. So he said, I don't think my teacher knew this, because if he knew, he would have taught me. So then he said, realized that my father must be knowing it, so why don't you teach me? So he requested his teacher or father to teach him. So teacher said, okay, so be it. So the teacher point is that if one karanam, moola karanam, if you know, then the entire creation is born of that moola karanam, and karana jnanena karyajnanam bhavati. So the entire world is, so again another point also, karanam permeates in the karyam. So the clay permeates inherent and concurrent in the effect, that is pot. The same way gold also inherent and concurrent in the chain. Same way the same mula karanam is concurrent and inherent in the creation. So here now the teaching starts with the second section, that the teacher has to show the mula karanam is Brahman. And that Brahman is being inherent and concurrent in the creation. That Brahman itself is present in you. And that you as Atma, the Antaratma, is nothing but that Brahman. So this is the ultimate teaching. Now in order to arrive that, so many way the teacher goes. So it's just straight away you tell, we will not get it. So the teacher has to go, the first he has to go, the creation, how the creation has come. So we saw that, Sadeva Saumya, Idam Agra Asid, Ekameva, Adyutiyam, Tatvaika Ahuhu, Asadevedamagra Asid Ekameva Adyutiyam Tasmat Asadaha Sanjayata. The beginning, there was existence alone, one only Ekameva, without second, Adyutiyam. But some say that in the beginning this was non-existence only. That also one Ekam, non-existence. From that non-existent existent alone, everything came. So these two view. First is Vedantic view. Another is the opposition is presented here. Shastra itself is presenting the opposition also here. Now, knowing one thing, everything is as well known. Karana vijnanena karya vijnanam bhavati. Now, the teacher is teaching the mula karanam. Means he has to show the entire creation has come from that mula karanam. Therefore, this prakaranam is called Srishti prakaranam. Srishti means the outcome of all the product out of one fundamental material, which is called mula karanam. Now we saw that first part, tat mula karanam. Second part, tvam srota, the listener. Asi is the connection between the two. Now, hey Saumya, O dear boy, idam pratyaksha gojaram jagate, that world you see in front of you, sat, existence alone, agre asid, before creation. Meaning is, before the creation, existence alone was there. That means, what happened now, after creation? After creation is also existence alone. But then the question is, why did you say before creation? That past tense is used here. So why did you use that? So Bhagavan says, Sadeva, Eva Shabda is used here. So that alone was there. That alone is there means what? Without name and form. Sat alone was there without name and form. Previously, when it was in the pure form of Sat, There was no vyavahara transaction. It was not vyavahara yogya. So, the point is, if it was Sat alone in the beginning, then afterwards name and form came, one question immediately comes, from where did this creation called name and form came? So if you say name and form came from nowhere, that you can't say. Or it has existed separately, that also you cannot say. So the Shastra says name and form existed in unmanifest form. So avyakrita nama rupam, avyakta nama rupam. So the karanam itself contains nama rupa. If the karanam contains nama rupa, then it is as good as karyam, isn't it? It is effect. The answer is karanam contains nama rupa in unmanifest form. Avyakta nama rupam, avyakrita nama rupam. Shankaracharya uses the word avyakrita nama rupam. But karyam also contains nama rupa. But it is vyakritam, manifest. In manifest nama rupam. Therefore, in the beginning, clay alone was there, means the clay with all the nama rupa in avyakta form exist in karana. In fact, the lump form of clay contains all the form. Called a spherical form, right? Form contains everything. Like, you know, with one more varieties of muruk is made, isn't it? Same way. So the spherical form contains all the name and form. All that muruk, you put it together, then it will become again spherical form. The creator does not create anything new, but brings out what was there in unmanifest form into manifest form. So the word creation is a misnomer. There is no creation. What was there before in unmanifest form, he brings out into manifest form. Bijasyantarivanguru jagatitam prang nirvikalpam punaha. So the creation is only avastha bedaha. In karana avastha, two things are there, material plus name and form, but unmanifest. In karya avastha, two things, material plus name and form, but manifest form. In our experience is when the name and form are in unmanifest form, it is not useful for our transaction. A lump of clay is not useful for anything. You cannot apply that theory to a lump of gold, okay? A lump of gold. But as ornament, it is not useful, you can say. But it's not. It has a money value, dollar value. When the material is avyakta nama rupa, it is avyavaharya. It cannot transactable. But when it is manifest, then it is useful. So therefore, avyakta nama rupa in karana is as good as non-existent. Therefore, we forget the nama rupa completely. We call it as clay. Even though nama rupa is there, inherent. This is a big problem, okay? This Gadabhashya is there. In the Gadabhashya, Shankaracharya goes on with this clay and pot. And Bhagavan Shankaracharya taught the whole Vedanta with one example, you know. Rope and snake, when he get tired, he used clay and pot. That is all. So with that he taught. But every time when he gives example, different meaning is derived. That is a beauty about it. So if you say that the creation has come from nothing, that point also we'll talk about it, that avyakta, that unmanifest. So let us complete this point. Once it has become manifest, it is so useful, attractive. So when it is not manifest, it is not useful. So what do we say? It is only clay. We forget about Namarupa. We don't even recognize it is there, even though it is unmanifest. We don't recognize, we say clay. But when it is manifest, it is so attractive and useful, then what happens? We forget the clay. What do we say? Pot. So our attention is only on the pot, Nama Rupa, not on the Karanam. This is where the whole problem is. So even though the clay is the pot, in fact, you remove the clay, there is no pot. Nama and Rupa is Vacharambanam Vikaro Namatheyam. It is only in the word. It is depending upon the word. But that word has no substance. Without substance, there is no existence for that word. But even though that is the case, what happens to us is we forget the substance, we get fascinated with the form and name. So even when the Nama Rupa is manifest, the substance clay is always present in the Nama Rupa. So, but we forget that, we get fascinated, whatever that is dominant at that time, that is name and form. Now, teaching is going to be before Sat Brahman, after is also Sat Brahman, and now also it is Sat Brahman. So clay was, clay is, when the pot is broken also, clay will be. Now, the vision is to be changed when we see the world instead of karyam, we should be able to see the mula karanam, Brahman. So this theory to be applied to mula karanam Brahman. So the Brahman is manifest, the name and form. Brahman, unmanifest name and form, is mula karanam. Brahman plus unmanifest mula karanam. Brahman plus unmanifest mula karanam is what? Maya, prakriti, material cause. And when it is manifest, is Virat Rupa, the gross world, the name and form. But the name and form cannot exist independently without the Mula Karanam. But we get fascinated with the name and form. We forget the Mula Karanam, that is Brahman. This is the teaching. So, Karya Karana Yoho Kevalam Avastha Vedaha Natu Vastu Vedaha Asti. So, Karya Karana Yoho. So, Karyam and Karanam, what is the difference? Avastha Veda. One is unmanifest, another is manifest. But there is no vastu beda. Vastu is what? One. Clay is one. Whether it is pot or anything, the clay is one. The same way, whether it is a creation, manifest name and form, or unmanifest name and form, what is the substance? That is Brahman. that one should not forget. So vastu plus avyakta nama rupa is karanam. Vastu plus vyakta nama rupa is karyam. The avastha veda is cause due to nama and rupa. So when the clay is without nama rupa, is not useful. The same way, Sat Brahma is Vastu Pradhanam Nama Rupayoho Apradhanam. So, because there is no Nama Rupa, therefore it is Apradhanam, not important or not recognized. Utility value is not there. So, once the utility comes, name and form become important. Now, idam shabdaha indicates the vyavahara yogyata. So, sadeva saumya idam agra agre asit. Idam shabda, this shows that vyavakara yogyata. Before the creation, sat brahman with avyakta nama rupa. Then the question comes, what is the status of the unmanifest name and form? Technically, ontological status. What is that? Do they exist independently? Svatantra satta, or do you say the avyakta nama rupa is integral part of Brahman or sat? There are only two possibilities, independent existence or integral part. Now both are problem. According to Vedanta, if you say it is independent existence, then we ask the question, that means there are two existences. Dvaitam comes. And Shruti says, ekameva adyutiyam. The statement is made that it is adyutiyam, non-dual. And truth is one. One truth, it is ekam and also adyutiyam. It is non-dual. So that non-dual Brahman, you will not be able to prove if you say, this nama rupa has got separate independent existence. That means what? Two existences will come. Nama rupa also has to exist. So how that exist without this mulakaranam? Number one. Parallel existence, two existences will be there. So duality will come. But that is contrary to the Shruti Vakya. Now, another problem. Second problem, if you say it is integral part of Brahman, then again there is another problem. What is that? Our Vishishtadvaitin's problem. But they don't say it is a problem. Amshavikare amshivikaraha. Any modification in Nama Rupa will affect Brahman. Suppose when my hand is an integral part of me, when something happened to my hand, it affects me. The same way if you say Nama Rupa is an integral part of Brahman, any modification in that, like manifestation and unmanifestation, etc., these are all modification. These modification will affect Brahman, since it is an integral part. So that is also, so Brahman is, what do you call, the cannot modify or vikara, there is no vikara in him. It is attributeless, formless, nameless, infinite is the nature of Brahman. Brahma Sabda indicates infinitude. Brahatvat Brahman. So therefore, we don't say Only a part of me is affected. We don't say that when your hand is affected or your leg is affected. My one part is affected. We don't say we are affected. Therefore, if Brahman is with Nama Rupa as integral part, then any modification in Nama Rupa will affect Brahman. Therefore, Brahmanaha Savikaratta Doshas Syad. So, Brahma will what? Savikaraha. It will become Savikara. Savikaratta Dosha will come to Brahman. Then what is to be done? Once you accept Brahman as Vikaram, then we have to accept Brahman as Mahasamsaritva. Once it become modification is accepted, then what happened? The entire samsara will come to him. We have only one little samsara. Brahman is infinite samsara will come. By reaching him, then moksha, the interpretation of moksha will be changed. So reaching him will what? Samsaritam will not go. You will become bada mahasamsari only. So the whole interpretation will change. Therefore, Nama Rupa is neither separate nor integral part of Brahman because Nama Rupa is Mithya. And Brahman is Satyam. Sadeva Soma Itamagra Asid Egameva Atvitiyam. Now, an unreal thing cannot be distinct or integral part of reality. Now, this is what we have a problem understanding. What is that? This word mithya. The word mithya is understood, the whole Vedanta is understood. But our mind is not able to accept that. Again, why it is, thought comes. So that which has no real existence. Now he said, Nama and Rupa has no independent existence. So we are looking at Nama Rupa and said, how do you say it has no real existence? Somebody said an example, it's a very beautiful example. Suppose a rich man is wearing a fake Rolex watch. A poor man is wearing a real Rolex watch. What is your thinking? If a fake, or a poor man is wearing a real one, what they say? It must be fake. Why? He cannot afford. If a rich man is wearing a fake one, Taiwan made, $25, you will get it. What is your thinking? It must be real. Why? The reality is not attributed to the thing. Reality is given to the wearer. The wearer can afford it. The wearer is real, therefore that is attributed to the worn. The same way, this world is worn by whom? Truth, Bhagavan, Brahman. So even though Nama Rupa is fake, we say it is real. Why? The reality is borrowed. So we saw the pot, the name and form has no existence apart from clay. If you remove clay, what is this spot? You try to analyze, what is this spot? You touch everywhere, there is no place without clay. The same way, this Nama Rupa, like this, we have a form. We have a form because there is a name given to you for that form. You are Subramanya, Ramaha, Ramachandraha, Chandrasekhara, ityadi, different names are given for that particular form. Now, what is that form? Can it exist independently without Moola Karanam Brahman? No, it has no existence. The very fact that I am, when you say I is, I am means what? I is. That easiness in everything is His presence. So that which has no real existence means what? Independent existence. Name and form has no independent existence. That which has no independent existence, it dependent upon something for its existence, is called mithya. So therefore, here it is, an unreal thing cannot be distinct or integral part of reality. Something that is unreal, you cannot analyze, say, is it integral part or separate. It is already unreal. This is our difficulty. Like your shadow cannot be distinct or integral part of you. Can you say shadow is integral part of you? Shadow is separately existing from you. Without you, there is no shadow. But at the same time, what is your relationship with shadow? When the shadow is run over by a truck, will you get hurt? What is the status of Nama Rupam? That is why they say Anirvachaniyam. Anirvachaniyam means inexplicable, the translation. Having said inexplicable, they have explained volumes. That is the beauty about it. Anirvachaniyam because if, you know, whenever we talk about Maya and Adhyasa or Mithya, all the time the teachers will put this word Anirvachaniyam whenever you ask for explanation. Then the person is silenced. Now, Anirvachaniyam. So this is how Vedantin escape. This is what they say. The argument is there against Vedanta. Vedantins, every time when we talk about Mithya, they will say Anirvachaniyam. So that's how they escape. They don't have to explain. It is not that. The nature is such. You cannot take it as real or you cannot dismiss it as unreal. This is the situation. If it is real, then you can explain it away. If it is unreal also, you can explain it away. But here you can't do either. Can you accept the world as real? If it is real, it should be there all the time, without change. It is continuously changing. What we saw yesterday is not there today. Yesterday we had a very good coffee and a drink, etc. with my friend. Today is not there. So it is a continuous change. So we cannot say it is real. But at the same time, can you dismiss saying that it is unreal? Why? You are going through it. Experiential it is. So we cannot dismiss this world as unreal or accept it as real. This situation is called Anirvachaniyam. Okay. It is not that explanation is not there. Whether Namarupa is manifest or unmanifest, in both cases, they are mithya. Now the Upanishad says, even though this is the fact, people make mistakes. Before the creation, Sat alone was there with avyakta namarupam. And when the namarupam is unmanifest, the vastu is not available for any vyavahara, transaction. That means Brahman become vyavahara gocharam only when vyakta namarupa comes. Vyakta namarupa means manifest Namarupa. In our day-to-day experience, whatever is available for our vivahara means Jnanendriya Gocharam, Karmendriya Gocharam, and Antakarna Gocharam, all this is called Vekta. It should be available for experience through our senses. Then we say it is existent. Yatra yatra vivahara gocharatvam, tatra tatra astitvam iti asmakam mudhanam vyapti. So this is it. Wherever there is, this vivahara gocharatvam is there, we accept it as existent. When something is not available for vivaharam, such a thing is not existing. This is our common understanding. That is why, when I ask you, do you see my horn? Somebody said, you know, when I asked this question, some other congregation, they said, not yet, Swamiji. You don't see, therefore, you say, Sringam Nasti. Why? Avyaharatvat. It is not transactionable because you don't see it. That is why when we go to Sushupti, there is no Vyavahara. Therefore, we conclude, I am not existing. In what? Sleep. This is called Shunyavastha. Hence, before creation, there was no name, Namarupa, and therefore no transaction. And hence, someone concluded that there was nothing existing. It was in Shunyavastha. So this is the understanding. Because name and form is an unmanifest form. So it is not transaction. Yogyada is not there. Therefore, they concluded there is nothing exist. Tat ekeha. About that, some, the nihilist, ahuhu. So here, first mantra. tat eke ha. About that, some, the nihilist, ahuhu, say, which is also ekam adyutiyam. What? Shunyavastha is also ekam. Adyutiyam also. It is not dual. So, Shunyavastha is also adyutiyam, a non-dual. One non-dual. From that Shunyam, Sat came. After having quoted the Shunyavadis, the Shruti negates their statement in the following mantra. So, have they quoted that? How is that possible? Shruti herself is refuting that thought here. Kutastu khalu saumya evam syaditi hovacha katham asataha sajjayeteti sattveva saumya idamagra asit ekameva adyutiyam. How can the Shunyavada work? Kutastu khalu. But how indeed evam, so in this manner, syat, could it be? Iti, thus. From nothing, what can come? Only nothing can come. From nothing, can come something means you need not have any seed or any conducive atmosphere. Even if it happened, then suddenly that appeared, it will disappear also. So sat can never become asat. Asat never become sat. So from nothing, So the Shunyavadins, originally they must have meant that there was nothing means what? It is an unmanifest form. But nowadays they are coming back now. The Buddhist theory they are writing, you know. Shunya means not that non-existent. It is unmanifest form. Now they have discovered that. Because Shankaracharya refuted the whole Buddhism on this basis only. And he must be laughing also himself. So, Sat, Asat, Itiha, Itiha, Vacha. Thus Guru said. So, from nothing, something cannot come. From Shunya, Shunya alone can come. But therefore, you say that in the clay, the pot is non-existent. That is not true. In the clay, the possibilities of creation of pot is in existence. So, Nama and Rupa is inherent in the Moolakaranam pot. Itiha Uvacha, thus Guru said. How can something creation come out of nothing? Asataha. Therefore, the conclusion is Sadeva Saumya Idamagre Asid. There was existence alone, O dear boy, before creation. Ekameva Adyutiyam. One only without a second. Ekam Eva Adyutiyam. In this, three types of differences are negated with this statement. Vichatiya Bhedaha, Sajatiya Bhedaha, Sogada Bhedaha. Vijatiya Veda means vriksham, tree, etc. Different species are there in this world. The cow is different from tiger. Tiger is different from lion. Lion is different from cow, etc. Vijatiya Veda. Sajatiya Veda, difference among the members within the same species. What is that? New Jersey cow, Indian cow, even though the cows are the same, but there are differences. One yield more milk, one doesn't yield anything. That kind of difference. So, Sajadiya Bheda. Even among human beings also, there are so many differences. Chinese, Mongolian, Indians, Americans, Africans. Gurudev used to say that the black people are well cooked. You know, Bhagavan Brahmaji was making it, you know. He put it in that oven. It took little more time, so it became little dark. Then he realized, oh, I made a mistake. Then he did less, that is called Americans, white, less cooked. That's why they are very skin sensitive. They have to absorb the sunlight. So they go to Miami and other places and get cooked. Under the sun they lie down. Then after some time they turn barbecue. They do it. Without that they cannot exist. Because of lack of proper boiling, heating up. Then it seems Brahmaji realized his mistake. He created brown people. Pakka. Neither too much or no less. In between. That is what we are. We are the perfect. So, Sajadiya Veda. Then Sugada Veda. Internal differences. Within the body also, head is different, leg is different, hand is different, like that. So, it is free from all these differences. Satvastu is free from Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Sugatabheda, Rahitam. For Sajatiya, there should be many Brahman. That is not there, only one Brahman. You cannot compare. So, Sajatiya also not possible, Vijatiya also not possible, Ekam Eva Adyutiyam. Because the Sugata Begata also not there, because there are no limbs, it is not possible. So, Ekam Eva Adyutiyam. Ekam Sugata Eva Sajatiya Adyutiyam Vijatiya. Now, let us see the third mantra. Tadakshata Bahusyam Prajayeti Tattejo Asrjata Tatteja Aikshata Bahusyam Prajayeti Tatapo Srijata Tasmatyatra Kvacha Shochati Sveta Teva Purusha Tejasa Eva Tadadhyapo Jayante. So these points are clear now, right? The Mula Karanam means Brahman with Maya. Material. Maya means material cause. The material cause has what? The Nama Rupa in unmanifest form. What is creation? Bringing forth that unmanifest form into manifest form is called creation. So, Brahman plus Maya is called Ishwara. Ishwara has got all the powers, Karmaphala, Dhata, Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karta. The power comes only when he is associated with Maya. That's why Bhagavan Shankaracharya writes Saundarya Lahari, Shivashakti. Without Shakti, Lord Shiva has no power. He has to sit Shivane Nukandratam. Sit there like Shivan. Means quietly sit. He can't even move. There is no movement possible. So Brahman cannot move because it is infinite. You can move from one place to another when you are not there in the other place. Brahman being infinite, it fills the entire creation or beyond creation also. Therefore, it cannot move. The movement is created by time. The time is Prakriti Maya. Now this is the idea. Now from that Ishwara himself become what? Trinities. Brahmaji, Vishnu, Shiva. Creative power is Brahmaji. In order to create, he needs knowledge, married Saraswati. Therefore, Saraswati is in the tongue of Brahmaji. Integral part. See, there also. Then, Mahavishnu, he need wealth, for maintenance. So Lakshmi is wedded to Lakshmi, and where does she stay? In his heart, chest. Again, integral part. That is why, you know, we should keep Lakshmi always in the chest pocket only. People keep at some terrible places, that is why they are getting into trouble. Hip pocket and things like that. Lakshmi should be respected because Bhagwan has given her the respectful place, his chest. So we should also give that place. Don't keep money elsewhere, please. Because then, you see, she will be respected. Again, integral part. But when it comes to Bhagwan Shivji, it is Ardhanarisha. His own half portion is given to her. Again, integral part. So this is what the whole symbolism says, ultimately. This is the both are integral part. They are not different. So, from that existence which was there before creation, willed, aichata, bahusyam prajayeti. Now, this is a dramatization. Aichata, he saw. May I become many. May I bahusyam prajayeti. May I grow forth. Then, tat tejo asrjata. It created fire. Tat tejaha aichata, bahusyam prajayeti. That fire willed. May I become many. May I grow forth. Then it created water. Prajayedi tadapo srijata. Apaha srijata. Created water. So then, before saying that, the Shruti gives an example or a reasoning. Tasmat yatra kvacha shochati ketateva purushaha tejasa eva. Tadadhyapo jayante. Whenever a man grieves or perspires, then it is from fire that water is produced. This Sat Brahman is going to create the world. Before creation, Brahman is visualizing this world. Here, Aichada means visualizing, like planning. Tat Brahman, in what way this creation should be made. The purpose of creation is the exhaustion of karma vasanas of the jiva from the previous srishti, the exhaustion of punya papa, and that Brahman saw, visualized. Means what? Brahman cannot visualize as Brahman. In order to visualize what is necessary, you need a mind, isn't it? Without mind, you cannot visualize. Brahman is free from mind. Therefore, it cannot visualize. Means what? Brahman identifying with Maya, visualized. The very equipment with which one has to visualize is mind. That itself was not created. Even five elements also not come. Brahman bevin nirvikaratvat. How can there be a thought? So Brahman plus avyakta avyakrita namarupa is the cause. This avyakrita namarupa alone is called Maya, and it is through this Maya the visualization takes place. Natu Shuddha Brahmanaha Ikshanakriya. Shuddha Brahmanaha Ikshanakriya is not possible. Ikshanakriya means seeing. Aichata. So seeing is not possible. ఫార్ బ్రహ్మన్ అవ్యక్త నామరూప సహిత బ్రహ్మణ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ విత్ అండ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ ఈక్షణ క్రియా భవతి. సో ఓన్లీ దెన్ సీయింగ్ విజువలైజింగ్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్. వి హ్యావ్ ఆల్సో గాట్ దిస్ థాట్ టు బిల్డ్ ఎ హౌస్ అండ్ దెన్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ అండ్ యూ నో ప్లానింగ్ అండ్ ఎగ్జిక్యూటింగ్ దట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ జాబ్. ద సేమ్ వే హియర్ ఆల్సో పరమాత్మ వాస్ ప్లానింగ్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ నామరూప గెట్టింగ్ రెడీ ఫార్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ విజువలైజేషన్. వి ఆర్ యూస్ టు సచ్ లాంగ్వేజెస్ దర్ ఫార్ శృతి యూజ్ సచ్ వర్డ్ ఇచ్చత బహుశ్యాం ప్రజాయేతి లెట్ మీ బికమ్ మేనిఫోల్డ్ విత్ ద హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ అవ్యక్త నామరూప దట్ మీ ప్రొడ్యూస్ మెనీ ప్రజా గ్రో ఫోర్త్. Now, actually, we are used to five elements, isn't it? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apa, Prithvi. But here in this Chandogya Upanishad, only three elements are told. Akasha and Vayu is given, omitted. Only this Agni, Apaha, and Earth, Bhumi, Bhu is given here, three. So, బహుశ్యాం ప్రజాయేతి లెట్ మీ ప్రొడ్యూస్ మెనీ బట్ హియర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ త్రీ. నౌ దిస్ క్రియేషన్ ఆల్సో What are the stages of creation? First Srishti is Bhuta Srishti, elements. Taitreya tasmātva edasmāt ākāśas sambhūtaḥ ākāśāt vāyuhu vāyur agnihi agni rāpa abhya prithvi. So means Bhautika Srishti. This also we divided into two stages. One is Sukshma Bhuta Srishti, elements. In subtle form, tanmatra. Second is sukshma bhautika srishti, called sukshma shariram, prana, jnanendriyas, etc. And third one is stula bhuta srishti, panchikaranam. Stula bhuta, the element goes into a mixture. కాల్ పంచీకరణం. యూ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ స్టడీ తత్వబోధ అండ్ వివేక్ చూడమని ఆల్ దిస్ ప్లేస్ వెరీ డీటెయిల్డ్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఈస్ దేర్. దెన్ ద ఫోర్త్ స్టేజ్ ఈ స్థూల భౌతిక సృష్టి, స్థూల భౌతిక ప్రపంచ, లైక్ అవర్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, ద విజిబుల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా. హియర్ ది ఉపనిషద్ టాక్ అబౌట్ సూక్ష్మభూతాస్. This Upanishad talks about three Buddhas, not Akasha and Vayu. Now, why did this Upanishad make this mistake? This is a question asked. How did Upanishad make such a mistake? Here the main, so our Shankaracharya replies, he raises the doubt, he answers. He says, the main purpose of the Upanishad is not to prove Srishti. The whole idea is not to prove Srishti's existence. Because earlier it is said that this unmanifest, that particular unmanifest state of creation is existing in Paramatma. In what form? Mithya form. The whole the edifice, the foundation is mithya. Then how do you, Shruti is not interested in proving that. Shruti's interest is what? Proving Brahman. So that is where the whole theory is. So therefore, it is in a hurry to tell about creation. So it's just like a fire, water, earth. So the aim of the Upanishad is Sat Brahman is the cause of the creation. For that, some sample is given here. That is all. Tat Sat Brahman Tejaha Asrjata. Agni was created in Sukshma Rupa. After Agni was created, Agni also thought, let me become many. Tat Tejaha Aichada. Father creates son, then the son creates his son, and his son creates his son. Like that it is here also. Brahman does not create all five elements. First Akasha, and from Akasha, Vayuhu, from Vayu, Agnihi, Agni. First he created only Akasha. From Akasha decided to create Vayu. Vayu decided to create Agni. Agni created water. Water created earth. So after all, Tejas is a bhutam, means element, which is jadam. Now another question. This Tejas means fire. Fire is an element. That element's nature is what? Jadam, inert. Now how can a jada vastu visualize? In Bhagavatam also it is there. Bhagavan created all the 17 items. 5 panchendriyas and jnanendriyas and karmendriyas and panchapranas, then manaha, buddhi. All of them could not function and they prayed to Bhagavan. Question they are asked, how can they pray? They are all jadavastu. So here also same question is asked. How can Agni see, visualize? How is it possible? Brahman Aichada we can understand. But how can Jadam Tejaha visualize? Therefore Shankaracharya says, the Brahman identified with fire Tejaha visualizes. Then Teja create Apaha water. Tejo bhava brahmaha asarjata. Before going further, the Upanishad gives logic how water is created. Whenever a man grieves, manattapaha, manastapaha. The tapa means fire only. Means mind get heated up. The tears come out, it seems. Or during summer, the body gets heated up, the sweat comes. When heat is too much, water comes. Yatra kvachaha, whenever purusha, a man, shochati, grieves, svetate, perspires, or tat, there, tejasa, eva. It is from fire that water comes. Apaha atijayante. Water is produced. So the logic is also given. Oh, when there is a heat in the body, sweat comes. Sweat, sweta. English and Sanskrit, same sound. Sweat, sweta. So manasam tejaha, shariram tejaha. Now continuing the fourth mantra. Oh. Already 8 o'clock. What a time. Okay, we'll take tomorrow. We'll read this and yeah, this is the chapter completes.
Want to take 15 minutes longer?
Now this verse, this mantra will complete. Then the chapter is over. Tapa apa aichanta. Bhakwasyama
Bhakwasyama
Prajaye Mahiti
Prajaye Mahiti
Ta Annam Asrjanta
Ta Annam Asrjanta
Tasmadyatra Kvacha Varshati
Tasmadyatra Kvacha Varshati
Tateva Bhuyishta Mannam Bhavatyate Pavatyatya
Eva
Tadat తదధ్యన్నాద్యం జాయతే. Two elements have been created, Tejaha and water, up. This up also creates the same way like Tejaha. It also visualizes saying, let me produce many. Apa ikshanta bahvasyamaha prajaye mahiti. Here also, sukshma jalam, from this came annam. It doesn't, Shruti doesn't say earth. Shruti here says annam. Annam stands for earth. Means prithvi tattva. From water comes annam, means food. Here a single logic is given. Wherever there is plenty of rain, there is plenty of food. So that is the logic. So from water alone food has come. Because wherever there is plenty of rain, there is food. What is not there? When there is not water or rain is not there, there is scarcity of annam. Tejo bhava srishtihi. With this, sukshma bhuta srishti is over. So from Paramatma came fire, from fire came water, from water came annam. Annam stands here is earth. Now, what happened to that? Later we'll see. So from this earth came so many things. We'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.